Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. Happy New Year. It is great to see you all here this morning on this bright, crisp January Sunday. My name is Loretta Job. I'm a retired deacon that hangs out around here with all of you in mission and ministry to this community and beyond. It is good to have you with us this morning. If you are online with us, we welcome you all as well and hope that you enjoy the service and become part of the prayers and all that it takes place this day. This is a congregation that wants to know God, love God, and serve God, and we do that in so many different ways. You get an opportunity today to be in mission. We have the NOAA lunches set up and ready to pack. So if you would like to do that after the service, you exit here and go into the community room and to your left, and you will see where you can start making those lunches. And we will get those down to Detroit to feed the hungry. On your connection card, there are other opportunities for you to be able to participate in the missions and ministries of this church. Please take a moment to fill that out, as well as take a moment if you are in need of prayer to fill out one of the prayer cards. The yellow prayer cards are in your pew. This is a praying congregation, and the clergy and our prayer group here will be praying for whatever issues and needs and concerns that you put in. So we appreciate being allowed to do that for all of you. Today, assisting us in worship is Rose Bledsoe and Tom Doan. We have a guest preacher this morning. She will introduce herself, but I want you to know that Tanya Aronson is a retired elder who I've known for quite a while, 20-plus years. We were much younger then. I was much younger then. If you haven't already sent your children to Sunday school or dropped them off in the nursery, please do that as you feel led. They are welcome to stay and be a part of the service as well. So I have a few other announcements this morning. The first of which is Understanding Race and Racism workshop that's going to be happening January 8th to February 19th. You can contact Kara Shule. It will be a way to understand where the Church and Society group has been working on this and am headed towards education and hopefully becoming a more welcoming and engaging congregation. So please consider being a part of that, as well as a prayer workshop for persons with cancer and other health issues. Pastor Lynn will be leading that. You will be spending time learning different forms of prayer, finding a way for you to grow closer to God in the days that you are challenged with illness. And today, if you have paid for a poinsettia, you can see some of them have already gone, but if you paid for a poinsettia, please today take one home with you. They are beautiful, and they will last a long time if I don't have them. They will for you. Maybe even put it out. I've heard people plant them out in their yard, and they grow the next year. It's a miracle. I don't know how that happens. So please take your poinsettia home if you want to do that today. Those are all the announcements I have for this morning, and so we will begin with song number 451, Be Thou My Vision. Please rise and join in our singing.
Thank you. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord of new beginnings, we thank and praise you for your endless mercy that allows each day to be new. Whatever we need to let go of, help us to let go. Whatever we need to embrace, help us to embrace. Guide us forward one step at a time in your presence and fill our hearts with hope as we begin a new year. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Scripture lesson this morning is from Ecclesiastes 3, 1-14. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain, a time to search, and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, time to tear and a time to mend, time to be silent and time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What does the worker gain from his toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and to be good while they live, that every man may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so men will revere him. The word of God for the people of God.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I'm Tanya Arneson, formerly senior pastor of Jackson First United Methodist Church, retired in July of 2024. So it was a banner year for me. I'm here with my husband, David. We've been married for 47 years now, have two children, both grown, five perfect grandchildren. Their parents are not perfect, but my grandchildren sure are. And David and I live right here in Brighton and have since 2007, or 2005. So it's been a challenge as I've itinerated all over the state of Michigan. I've served five different congregations in 30 years. I did note that someone, when they were preparing information for this Sunday for the email blast, conferred upon me the role of doctorate. I am not. I'm just a plain old reverend. And I'm glad to be here. Thank you to John and Lindsay for their invitation. David and I have enjoyed visiting churches of my friends throughout Lower Michigan, but this is pretty much home as we live right here in Brighton. I want to invite you to join me in prayer for a moment. Oh God, you are good all the time. And we thank you for this time together. Let the words of my mouth and all of the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, for you are known as our rock and our redeemer, and we honor you today. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. And you'll excuse me if I get a little gravelly, it's allergy season. Bruce Larson is a retired pastor as well. He tells the story of a guide who was hired by some hunters to lead them through the backwoods of Maine. They set out with high hopes for their adventure. But after wandering in those woods for days, the hunters became hopelessly lost. And of course, they began to doubt the competence of their guide. One of them asked, "Hey, man, you told us you were the best guide in Maine." And the guide replied, "Well, I am. But I think we must be in Canada now." I don't know about you, but I've been experiencing a similar kind of uneasy, lost feeling since I retired, but also since January 1st. I figure we must be in Canada now. Or at least in unknown territory with a new year and changes in our lives. Let me tell you, I was more than ready to turn the page on 2024. For many of us, in fact, I think for our country, it was a brutal year, wasn't it? It began in January with our denomination becoming greatly diminished by the schism between the Global Methodist and the United Methodists. Our nation was then traumatized by a contentious political campaign. And in some cases, we heard that ugliness actually spilled into our family and friendships. We've struggled in the past year with losses of all kinds, haven't we? With diminishing health and rising cost of living. So with all of the bumps and bruises that we've sustained, with all of the detours and the dead ends of 2024, perhaps all of us are feeling a bit uneasy and lost as we move into a new year, a new age, and a new stage of life. Now, I don't know about you, but as I get older, sometimes I wish I could just stop time. Yeah? If only I would stay young and healthy forever. I'd love to pack these 67 years of wisdom into my 30-year-old body, wouldn't you? If only my grandchildren or my children or our young people could remain small and innocent forever. If only our loved ones could live forever. But we know better, don't we? Tempus fugit. Time flies. And we turn the page on the calendar. But a calendar is not the same as a map, is it? And a clock is not the same as a compass. So which way do we go from here? How will we make our way through all of the moments and the messes of life that we will most certainly face in this coming year? Well, the writer of Ecclesiastes offers us great wisdom and perspective about time. For everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And then the writer acknowledges all of the seasons and changes in our lives: birthing, dying, planting, harvesting, killing, healing, breaking, building, crying, and laughing. Some of the times are happy, some are sad. Some are filled with hope, some with despair. Some moments are truly good, others are devoid of joy. Time after time, moment after moment, season after season, Ecclesiastes lists them all. None are ignored, none overlooked, none excused, and none exempted. The whole of human experience is right here. And at the end of this litany, Ecclesiastes gives us one word. You know what it is? God. God. I know that whatever God does endures forever, he says. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it, God has done this. When all the moments of our lives are over and done, there is God. Somehow, I find that comforting, don't you? The calendar will tempt us to dwell on the times of our life, but faith encourages us to look at the God of all of our times. Seasons and times will change, but not God. God is as much God in the season of death as in the season of life. God is God in the time of tears and in the time of laughter. God is no less God in the moment of goodbye than in the moment of hello. Right in the midst of every time of our lives is the God of our times. That's who God is. Old Testament scholar Martin Buber commented on that wonderful scene in the book of Exodus where Moses is meeting God in front of the burning bush. And Moses asks God, "What is your name?" And God replies, "I am who I am." That's the translation that we hear most often, but Buber noted that the Hebrew text can also be translated, "I shall be there." I shall be there. In other words, God's name is, "I shall be there." Think about that with me. As the years come and go, God's name is, "I shall be there." In our birthing and our dying, in the planting and the harvesting, the name of God is still, "I shall be there." Whether we are breaking down or building up, crying or laughing, God promises, "I shall be there." And when our days come to an end and the calendar closes on our lives, the name of God is still, "I shall be there." And thanks be to God, when Easter comes, God is there as well. Our God is faithful in time, all the time. Lamentations 3 says, "Thy promises are made new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Every new morning brings the constant, eternal promise that God is with us to guide and to direct us when we're feeling lost and alone. God's loving presence is available in all the seasons and situations of our lives. God's care is larger and lasts longer than any age or stage of life. God is faithful in time, all the time, all the time. And listen to this. God wants to spend time with you. With you. Now that I'm retired, I'm trying to spend more time with my 5 perfect grandchildren. That's what my grandmothers did, and I was blessed by that. My Gigi Morris was my father's mom. She was a coal miner's wife in the Appalachian Mountains. She gave birth to 13 children and buried 9 of them before they ever reached adulthood. Times were hard. To help make ends meet, Gigi took in mending and sewing for folks in the coal camp. My Grandma Murphy was my mother's mother. She worked full-time in a Grand Rapids furniture factory, and she had a huge garden that she tended in her spare time. She loved birds. We called her the Bird Lady because she constantly was one who flitted everywhere, and she was chattering like a raven all the time. One thing my grandmothers, who were so different from different places and different characters, one thing they had in common was their deep love for their family. Gigi might be quilting or darning socks when I climbed to sit beside her on the porch swing. "Will you read me a story?" I'd ask. And she'd stop and put down her sewing, and she'd say, "Well, of course, sugar. Let's do it together." Grandma could be canning fruit or pruning her roses when I would beg to go to the school playground across the street, and she'd stop everything and say, "Of course, let's go play." What a gift to have grandmothers who loved me and enjoyed me so much, it didn't matter the time or the circumstance, they had all the time in the world for me. Now, friends, that's exactly like God. The God who created eternity has all the time in the world for you. In a world that is run weary by planners and due dates and our schedules, isn't it good to know that God has all the time in the world for you? That's exactly how it is with God. The God who created time, who created eternity, has all the time in the world for you. Holy Scripture refers to time with the word kairos. Say that with me, kairos. It's translated God's time. Kairos is God's time. God's time conforms to no clock or calendar. There is no yesterday or tomorrow in eternity, you see. St. Thomas Aquinas explained, in the beginning, when God first created heaven and earth, God also created time. Because God created time, he stands outside of time, says Aquinas. He is timeless, ageless, eternal. Since God stands outside of time, our past and present and future are all kairos, God's time. Which means that God is never detached from or disinterested in any of the times of our lives. God is present and faithful in the planting and the reaping, in the hurting and the healing, in the weeping and laughing, in the mourning and dancing, in the seeking and losing, in the loving and hating. Whether we make war or peace, God is with us. Through the Christ of Christmas, God is with us through all the times of our lives. That's the meaning of his name, Emmanuel. God with us. So this morning, I want to pose a question. Knowing that God is with you, knowing that God is keenly interested in you, and that all of our time belongs to God, how are you going to use the gift of time God has given you? How would our lives change, my friends, if instead of living as though we have all the time in the world, as though our time belongs to us, we began to live each day as if all of our time belongs to God? Would we perhaps spend more time celebrating and less time complaining? Would we take more time to nurture our important relationships? Would we spend less time, and this one catches me right through the heart, would we spend less time on trivial pursuits and invest our time and energy in things of eternal value? Things of eternal value are timeless, my friends. Unconditional love is timeless. God's word is timeless. It's the living document which describes the redemptive activity of the living God. And I was pleased to note that the disciple Bible study is full. I'm glad to know that you're seeking God's word. Jesus Christ is timeless. He is the Word of God who was with God at creation. And in the fullness of time, at the kairos moment, he became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was crucified, died, and was buried. But God raised him on the third day, and he lives forevermore. Friends, our Lord Jesus Christ is eternal and timeless. This sacrament of Holy Communion is timeless. The first Lord's Supper took place more than 2,000 years ago, and Christ has promised to be with us every single time we eat the bread and drink the cup together. This holy feast is a celebration of what God has done, what God is doing, and what God will accomplish in God's good time, God's kairos. John Wesley, founder of the Methodist movement, knew the importance of time. At the beginning of each year, he challenged, encouraged Methodists to ask themselves, am I investing my time in that which will crumble and decay, or am I investing my time in that which is eternal? I invite you to stand as you're comfortable, as together we renew our covenant with God using the very same words the Methodists have been using for generations. As we say these words, let us be mindful of these two things. God is with us at all the times of our lives, and our time is not our own. It belongs to God. Will you stand? Hear this invitation from John Wesley. Let us now commit ourselves to Christ as his servants. Let us give ourselves to him so that we may fully belong to him. Jesus Christ has left us with many services to be done. Some of these services are easy and honorable, but some are difficult and disgraceful. Some line up with our desires and interests. Others are contrary to both. In some, we please both Christ and ourselves, but there are other works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Lord Jesus, we offer you this prayer, and I invite you to recite this with me and make this prayer your own as we begin a new year together. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
Welcome to one more trip around the sun. Father Time gives way to Baby New Year. Days of Auld Lang Syne. Remember Y2K? Wives and families of firefighters and paramedics, myself included, sat home alone waiting to light candles and keep the home fires burning in case the electricity went out, while our first responder loved ones scattered emergency vehicles to various locations about the county in the event that some cataclysmic event should occur at the stroke of midnight when the old technology programming of the 1970s, 80s, and 90s flipped over to the 2000 mark. Thanks to the frantic efforts of independent contractors and reprogramming experts over the previous year, or even several years, nothing untoward occurred. And thanks to the grace of God, our beloved first responders returned home to wishes of a safe and happy new year. Perhaps businesses, health institutions, and global marketing in general overreacted to a perceived threat or disaster? Or did we dodge a bullet by anticipating and preempting a huge glitch in the World Wide Web? Only God knows for sure. What I know for sure is that God gives us foresight, imagination, and critical thinking skills. Admittedly, however, we often rely on hindsight, paranoia, and shoot from the hip mentality. At this time of reflection and renewal, shall we bow our heads in prayer for all those thinkers and doers, those who have simple dreams, and those who grasp magnificent opportunities to serve God and humankind. We pray for the creative minds that help to fill our lives with beauty and reverence, and we also pray for redirection of misguided minds that seek to evoke evil upon our world. Gracious and merciful Creator, we thank you for the passing of another earthly year in the midst of winter's chill. We know that the vernal equinox will arrive soon, heralding a softening of nature's bluster and signaling the emergence of new life once again. This marks our eternal hope that life goes on, despite the travesties inflicted by man's inhumanity to man. Lord of all, please gather within your arms the soldiers and the civilians, the terrorists and the innocents, the Israelis and the Palestinians, Syrians and Iranians, the people of New Orleans and Las Vegas, Russians, Ukrainians, Chinese, and all those who suffer the inequities of society. Grant us vision that humanity may share a dream of wholeness and health throughout the world, that we may share a dream of a safe and happy new year for everyone. We ask God's blessing on the beautiful prayer quilts displayed here today, presented in honor of Tom Loomer and Geneva. Please take a moment as you leave the sanctuary to tie a knot and say a prayer for these children of God. We now lift up in silence the concerns and joys we hold within our hearts. Let joy and hope flow through us as we repeat the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As we prepare to come to this table of Holy Communion, just a reminder that this is God's table, and so it is open to everyone, whether you are a member of this congregation, another congregation, or no congregation at all. If God is calling you to be a part of this sacrament, please feel free to come forward and join in this celebration. The ushers will be dismissing you from the side aisles, and you'll return down the center aisles. After receiving, there'll be stations along the front. Will you please join us in this prayer of Holy Communion? On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, all of you. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of a new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice. In union with Christ's offering to us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith,
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and the fruit of the vine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
The table is prepared. If the servers would come forward who are going to assist us this morning, and if the ushers would prepare. The time in the service where we ask for you, those of you who are members here and are regular givers, to offer your offerings this week. As you know, mission is an important focus, and it is your giving that continues to give our missions life and allow us to reach out into the world. As the ushers come forward, if you are a first-time visitor here or new here, please know that your presence with us is gift enough, and we are grateful to have you with us. So please, if you would just put your connection cards in the plates as they go by, we would greatly appreciate that. Would the ushers please come forward?
Hallelujah.
Lord, you have provided us with everything we have. We want to bring about positive changes in our world. Help us to be gracious givers. Through our offerings, let us meet the goal of making a difference in your name. Amen.
It's been good to be with you this morning, my friends. And now as we go about the minutes and the days of our lives in 2025, I hope we'll all remember these two things. God is with us at all the times of our lives, and your time is not your own. It belongs to God. Let's make whatever time we are given count for God's good purposes as we know God, love God, and serve God in the world. Amen. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.